Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 7:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News, our breaking news this morning, MPS Superintendent Dr. Keith Posley is out. News release announcing his resignation came out at 2:28 a.m. today. All of this in the wake of the financial crisis that came into focus only the last couple of weeks or so.
We believed in you, but we no longer believe in you.
We need to fire this man.
Yes,
and I need y'all to understand that firing him, we cannot let that stop us.
And all of this coming after an hours-long public hearing, MPS parents, teachers, other public officials packing a meeting at MPS headquarters to have their say Monday night.
Marquette Senior Fellow Dr. Ellen Borsick joins us on Wisconsin's Morning News. So, Dr. Borsick, the superintendent is out. So, what's the biggest challenge now for this district? Is it finding a new leader or is it getting their finances figured out?
To be honest, it's bigger than either of those things, in my opinion. Certainly, it was abundantly clear that Dr. Posley had to leave at this point. I mean, Nobody was there to support him anymore. And they do have big financial problems, which I don't want to minimize that. But the bigger problem is just, how do I put this? How do we get our act together? How do we get stabilized and focused on improving the whole situation for Milwaukee kids? Because it's really so listless and so drifting at the moment. And so they need someone, and they need a whole team to come in and say, it's a new day, and that's not going to be a simple order.
Talking with Marquette University Fellow Dr. Alan Borsick. You read his work over the years in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And, Alan, the other thing that occurs to me is MPS will ultimately find an immediate solution or a near-immediate solution to these questions about its finances. Long-term, the trust that has been lost in the community. Person after person has gone up there and said, hey, I voted for this referendum, and I did so without this information that you either didn't even know, which is terrible, or worse, concealed from us. Long-term, MPS needs to rebuild trust in the community, and I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Oh, I totally agree with that, and you've got student achievement, you've got major staffing issues, just getting people to take teaching jobs, you've got leadership issues, you've got the state of kids in the city outside of the schools, which obviously is a whole nother set of crises. The agenda of problems, a friend of mine used to say, their problems have problems, and I assume the immediate financial issue will sort of be patched over. And someone will come in to run the system, but how are we going to move forward? That is such an urgent and huge question.
Yeah, it does seem like history is repeating itself a little bit, doesn't it? We were just talking about the Superintendent Posley not that long ago, wondering how much longer his tenure would last. And it seems like that occurs every so often with each superintendent. You wonder, how much longer are they going to be able to hang on?
He's actually been there 6 years. He has one more year to go on his contract, and that's one of the questions that needs to be asked is, are they going to pay him off for that last year? If so, I think that will be politically very unpopular. So 6 years is actually kind of a long tenure for a superintendent. Keith Posley has been a survivor until finally he got to a situation he couldn't survive.
Dr. Alan Borsick, Senior Fellow at Marquette University. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Glad to be here.
You know, the other thing, right? So who are you going to get, right? You always talk about
right,
that.
Yeah.
You know, you fire the head coach. Great. Who are you going to get?
Yeah.
And this is a job. Like, is that attractive to someone? Anyone who's come in here and said, I've got the solution. I've got a way to change things. I don't want to say they've all failed, but they all reach a certain breaking point, and then they're either out in a way like this or burn out on the job and go somewhere else. So long-term, difficult questions to still be answered.